Hello everyone, welcome to Open Mic Podcast presented by the Open Doors Initiative, which explores the challenges and opportunities of the working world from the perspectives of marginalized communities. The podcast will take the form of short interview segments with individuals who will share their life experiences and insights. My name is Hoga Yosefi Wardak, hosting the Open Mic Podcast. The podcast will be available from the Open Doors website and from different podcast streaming providers. It will be promoted online through social media and our member companies and supporting partners. Welcome back. Our today's guest is Tulwani Akahomin, entrepreneur, executive coach, leadership and people development consultant. Welcome, Tulwani.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm very well. And you, how are you?
Fine, not bad. At first, tell me about yourself, how you get started, your life, your journey.
Yes, thank you. So, well, you've introduced what I do. I am the founder and director at Vantage Dimensions.
Yeah.
And it's a leadership and people development consultancy. I'm also the founder of Her Genuity Africa, mm-hmm. is HGA. And it is a social enterprise that promotes social economic inclusion mm-hmm. among Ireland's new communities.
Yeah.
And also supports female entrepreneurship mm-hmm. among females of African, African descent.
Wow.
Oh, I'm also involved a lot in my community,
mm-hmm.
and it is primarily to serve the needs of, the wider community, but particularly mm-hmm. people within the new communities in my own county. That's because I've been here in Ireland for quite a while, so we see a lot of people who come in and need a lot of support that we can give, not just me, but other people mm-hmm. in the community to support their growth and development and, I suppose, integration into the Irish community. So how did I get started in business? I'll make this story very short. It's a long story, but I'll make it short.
No worries.
So I had come into Ireland with my own third level qualifications from my country. I'm originally from Nigeria.
Nice.
And I had kind of thought that it would be easy to get into workspaces, but it wasn't. So I did the Irish Leave Insert again because mm-hmm. I just didn't know what to do. Then I went on to do other courses at level 5 and all of that.
Yeah.
But at a point I felt, okay, I really wanted to get into a job and I started applying to mm-hmm. places. But long story short, there was a particular incident that really nailed it for me. It was kind of like, okay, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I had applied for a CE scheme then. It was to be the personal assistant to the CEO of a particular organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, wow, I'd nailed it. This is it. This job is for me. I thought I'd done well at the interview. And after about a week,
mm-hmm.
I remember where I was till this day. After about a week, I called the CE scheme supervisor who had connected me with that job.
Yeah.
And I remember that he said, well, Tulwani, the client says, she didn't think the lady said she mm-hmm. didn't think their clients would like your voice on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I just broke down. I was tired.
About the sound.
Yeah. But that's what the lady said, because it was a lady that interviewed me. She was the CEO and I was supposed to be her personal assistant if the interview had gone my way. But that was what the man said. The man said, okay, this is the feedback we got from her. She didn't think their own clients would like my voice on their phone.
Got it.
So that was a big shocker for me. And it kind of was that thing that could have broken the back of the camel.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember ringing about a few minutes later because I couldn't really believe that I heard what I heard. So I rang him back just a few minutes later and said, oh, Paul, can I just tell me what the lady said again? I didn't really get what she was saying.
Yeah.
And he said, it's as I said before, she didn't think that clients will like your voice on the phone. And by the way, Toluani, I find you a bit aggressive myself.
Oh my God.
So I remember I was just broken.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, well, a lot of people said to me, oh, this is discrimination. This is whatever. You need to take it up, you know. And I felt, look, I needed to pick my battles.
Yeah.
I'd come into a new community. The advantages weren't stacked on my side. So I said, look, I'm just going to leave it. But I remember about 2 months later, because I wanted some closure to that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know what really happened.
Yeah.
So I went to the lady. I asked to see her again. And I remember where we were again till this day. Mm-hmm. And this was 2008. And I asked her to give me some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, oh, I think the interview went well. I couldn't really fault anything about you, but there was just this something you didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she told me.
And what was that? Something.
She didn't tell me what that something was. So I think I got angry in my spirit. I was really cross. And I said, I'm starting my own business. So
nice. Yeah.
In a nutshell, it was revenge entrepreneurship.
I agree. Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to show them what I can do.
Uh-huh.
And that was 2009. So I started my business in 2009. I mapped all my skills that I brought into Ireland and what I'd acquired in those few times. I've been here since 2001. And the skills that I acquired in the time I'd been here and the ones I brought from home and all of that. And I looked at what I could offer.
Yeah.
And that was how I started. Wow. So I was doing a lot of... my major was in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I was on radio at home, and I was a reporter and all of that stuff that goes into media. And I said, okay, I'd offer speech writing, ghost writing, whatever I could do, training, whatever. And yeah, here I am, up and down, different models
of
entrepreneurship, but I've been there, done that.
Toluani, you mentioned the story of your life, and can I ask you, what was the biggest challenge for you? And did you receive any support?
Well, with female immigrants generally, in entrepreneurship, there are those kind of challenges that are typical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, being a woman, being from a developing nation, and being from a developing nation of Black Africa, those are those challenges that are there anyway. Yeah. But particularly for me, the challenge was first of legitimacy.
Yeah.
Because I was in a community that knew where I was coming from. They knew when I didn't have a job. They knew when I wasn't anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then being able to sell myself as somebody that has value to offer, that has human capital value in terms of, you know, the skills I was bringing through my business was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found that you know that saying that a prophet has no honor in his own home was clearly my story, you know. So I just didn't do too much. I was just, I took my business outside and didn't focus too much on my own county. Then another thing was mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody starting out in business, a new community relatively, there was that challenge of having mentors, not just from maybe the local enterprise office, but from my own community of new communities who had been maybe in business. There was really no one to speak my language. And I'm not talking about English or my own native language, but to speak the language of someone from a new community and being able to help me navigate my strength in that area. So there was, and then there was the absence of social networks because in my own native language, they would say that your biggest asset are the people, the caliber of people you surround yourself with. So I didn't have that as well in terms of the social network, you know, so that was to help me to open some doors.
Yeah,
so that wasn't there as well. Plus the typical challenges.
Tolowani, what do you think? How can business leaders best address the issues we now face in an increasingly changing in Ireland? What do you think?
Ireland has...
Yeah, go ahead. It is like the best address, the business leaders.
Business leaders in particular.
Yeah.
Well, Ireland has changed significantly in the last 20 years. I've been here now since 2001. Yeah. That is almost 22 years, just under 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Ireland has changed significantly. I mean, before Ireland, it was a nation of net emigration. People left Ireland. But in the last 20 years plus, it has become a nation of significant migration. It is really, as its name, the land of 100,000 welcome. People want to come to Ireland. And that has a lot of implications for business leaders and, of course, businesses. And, of course, the first one is the challenges that come with migration and opportunities as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so, of course, the opportunities of having a diverse pool of talents from different places and all of the advantage that could be for businesses in Ireland. And also the opportunity to add value to ourselves culturally, okay, even in the workplace. But the challenge of managing diversity is there for every leader, whether micro organizations, small business, medium, whatever the size, the challenge of managing diversity. And the, shall I say, the opportunities that are there in inclusion, but also the challenge of making organizations more inclusive. Then we also have the opportunities that are there in new businesses that could emerge from all of this things, all of this change that Ireland is becoming or facing. And I think the business leaders, how best to address these changes, I would think for me it would be one of kind of a encapsulated in one word and say it is about being really agile. So agility in leadership, and what I mean, what that has been defined as is that capability that leaders acquire to very dynamically sense and also respond to the changes within the environment in a really focused way, in a really fast and flexible way. So with all of the changes happening around us, business leaders need to be really that agile, need to be on top of their game and saying, okay, first, okay, I don't have all the answers. Being agile doesn't mean that you have all the answers to managing all the changes that is going on in Ireland. But it's also being open to the fact that change is constant. It's we don't even know what's going to happen, and it's going to still continue to happen.
There is no time for it.
So it is part of the agility is knowing that I can't have all the answers. So I need to tap into other resources and tap into other brains to be able to get the answers that we need to become a really powerful, thriving organization. It doesn't matter the size. And also being able to bring together teams, to work through teams.
Like teamwork.
Teamwork. Establish really good teams. I agree. It's really about finding the strength in people. And that's where the diversity, the advantage of the diversity comes in. Because now we have such a diverse kind of people. Yeah. And it's not just diversity in terms of race, but diversity in every way.
Yeah.
And being able to tap into that level of diversity and harness the advantages there, that the value there for the organization, but also being able to be, looking for the right word here, being able to connect with seeing your business, not just in terms of that place that you call work,
yeah,
but being able to reach out into the society, into communities,
yeah,
and seeing
to the people,
yeah, beyond your own people within the organization, but being able to tap into the value within communities. Because sometimes business leaders think that, okay, this is work and this is community, we are separate. But the changes occurring in Ireland means that we're not just seeing ourselves in our businesses and silos, but seeing what value can I draw from the community, another community, and what value can I add? But there's also being able to understand how we can shape our internal environment to be that forward thinking, forward looking, but also be relevant for now.
So it was a nice chat, you know, good information, but because of the lack of the time, we are compelled to ask just the last question, Tulwani. And the last question is, are there any like pitfalls to avoid that you can suggest for someone just starting out as an entrepreneur?
An entrepreneur.
Yeah.
The pitfalls.
From your own opinion.
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. Let me not say pitfalls. Let me say opportunities.
Yeah.
Let's look at it in terms of the opportunities that are there and that we can leverage on those opportunities. So I think from my own experience, one of the key ways an entrepreneur can win, let me put it that way, can win,
yeah,
is to first be very confident about what they bring.
It means like self-confidence, yeah? Or
confidence in self, confidence in your product or your services. Because when you are in a new community, and I think it comes back to that issue of legitimacy that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
When you're in a new community, maybe because of things that go on around you and maybe the things that happened in the past, you kind of have a little doubt about yourself. Do I have what it takes?
Yeah.
Will people accept me? Will they receive me? You know, you have all of those questions coming in up in your mind. So I think it's important to first be very confident in who you are. Don't overreach and begin to sell what you can't sell in terms of skills or products, whatever.
Yeah.
Know what you can do and understand your market and give them the best. So, but with every level of confidence. So I will not start going into some spaces because nothing. It's not my space. But where I sit, I'd like to sit there very confidently and know that when I enter a room or you call me to do something, you're going to get the best. So it's having that level of confidence. Every entrepreneur has to have that. And that's, there's opportunity in that. And then I also found out that no is not always the final answer.
The no.
No. Don't take no and say, oh, they said no, so I'm walking away. No just means, okay, you didn't say the proper way. Go back.
So it's all about motivation.
Repackage what you're going to say. Yeah. You know, maybe you didn't say it right and the person didn't really understand you or something. But the point is, no is not always the final answer.
I agree.
Go back and re-knock on that door. Go back and knock again until you're satisfied that I've done all I can.
Even maybe there is more doors, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
See? So you need to sometimes...
You should find the doors.
Find the doors.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it needs you to leave that door and find your own door.
as you said, that you heard from the organization that about your wife, and then you start your own business.
Exactly.
To find your own answer, exactly. To find your own door.
Exactly. So
it should be a good sentence, you know, for a people.
Absolutely. So when people tell me no, and I say, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's all about, okay, they're not going to invite you to the table or whatever. My friend will say, bring your own seat. Find a space on that side. But even if they push you away, find your own table. Build your own table. So
this is a good.
Because you're an entrepreneur, you have to, and it comes back to confidence. You have to believe in what you can do, who you are. Don't be who you're not. Mm-hmm. Just be yourself, but give it the very best. And also consciously and very intentionally grow your network. You know, your social networks. Exactly. Yeah. It's not all about finance. When you ask a business, an aspiring business owner, or even a business owner, what do you need? They'll say, I need finance. And I say, no. Sometimes what you need is not finance. What you need is people.
Yeah.
You know, connections. So find the right people, the right connections. Yeah, that's what we call it, connections.
As I found you here.
Thank you for that. So find the right connections, mm-hmm. and they will open the door for you. You have more access. So it's not always money.
Yeah. So like they will support you. They will support you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And some things that you might think money is going to get or something's going to get, it's actually the people that you need. Like I met you now.
Yeah.
So it's going to open some doors for me.
Yeah. I agree. You're an amazing, you know, Talwani. Everything was nice.
Thank you.
Best of luck for the rest of life. It was an amazing chat to you. Thanks a million to coming here. And found you. This is a good connection for you.
Absolutely,
Wood,
absolutely.
Yeah. So thanks a million, everyone, to listening us. Just wait till next episode. I'll be back to you. Thanks a million. Thank you, Talwani. We hope you found the series helpful. Please follow us online at Open Doors Work on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Thanks a million.